Hello and welcome again to Engage with the Bible. Today's text is taken from Matthew chapter 5, and we're reading verses 21 to 26.
You have heard that it was said to the people long ago, "Do not murder, and anyone who murders will be subject to judgment." But I tell you that anyone who is angry with his brother will be subject to judgment. Again, anyone who says to his brother, "Raca," is answerable to the Sanhedrin. But anyone says, "You fool," will be in danger of the fire of hell. Therefore, if you are offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First, go and be reconciled to your brother. Then come and offer your gift. Settle matters quickly with your adversary who is taking you to court. Do it while you are still with him on the way, or he may hand you over to the judge, and the judge may hand you over to the officer, and you may be thrown into prison. I tell you the truth, you will not get out until you have paid the last penny.
Our focus is on verse 24. First go and be reconciled. Jesus knew the importance of being right with each other, especially our brothers and sisters in Christ. If we want to be right with God, then we cannot allow disputes between us to remain unresolved. The Apostle John wrote that anyone who loves God must also love his brother. This is love not based on feelings or emotions, but of our will. It can be easier to try and forget, to say it does not matter, or let the other person make the first move. But Jesus says that whether or not it is our fault, we must decide to act, to go and sort it out as a matter of priority. First, go, before we make any offering of worship to God. Otherwise, our offering is in vain. Upsets unreconciled are fuel for the enemy to stir up or cause to simmer animosity in our hearts. And effort is required. The intent of the heart must be right, and nothing must deter us from achieving the goal. Reconciliation brings peace, not just with the other person, but also with God. So let's act today, as the Holy Spirit prompts us. A prayer. Holy Spirit, where there is any upset between me and another person, please help me to make it a priority to sort things out. May I not give the enemy opportunity to make things worse. In Jesus' name I ask it. Amen. Engage with the Bible is a ministry of Damascus Trust. First, go, before we make any offering of worship to God. Otherwise, our offering is in vain.